Mr. Tsvangirai made his appeal to Western nations imposing sanctions, including the United States, Europe and Australia, in his maiden speech to the House of Assembly, one day after being sworn in as member ex officio of the lower house. The Prime Minister said the unity government he and the Movement for Democratic Change, formed with President Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF, is trying to promote democracy and freedoms at home and abide by international treaties so that it can gain international acceptance. But the Prime Minister also criticized the latest wave of farm takeovers and attempted seizures of white-owned properties, calling them, quote, wanton disruptions of productive farming activities that are continuing as I speak. Mr. Tsvangirai said that while his government will not attempt to reverse land reform, it intends to conduct a transparent, non-partisan land audit to eliminate multiple farm ownerships. He said his government will ensure security of tenure for all land owners, compensate former owners and support new farmers. In his speech, which outlined his legislative vision as head of the government, Mr. Tsvangirai said he will fight political corruption by obliging legislators to declare their assets. Turning to the media, he said the government must immediately process all applications for the re-registration or registration of media organizations, adding that those desiring to practice journalism must not be restricted. Mr. Tsvangirai underscored the need for the government to respect personal freedoms and rights, as no international donor will fund the country's recovery if it continues to pile up a negative record on human rights. The reaction from MDC legislators was positive. Lawmaker Settlement Chikunya of Mbizo said Mr. Tsvangirai indicated clearly from the inclusive government he is going to conduct business. Most ZANU-PF legislators refused to share their opinions of the speech, but Defense Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa of the former ruling party called the speech comprehensive. Nyanga North MP Douglas Montora praised the speech, expressing confidence the government would deliver. He said paying civil servants in that currency was a step in the right direction. Mr. Tsvangirai said this government will work with all stakeholders to rebuild the economy and will create a national economic council representing all sectors, including civil society. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.